Now it's a pleasure for me to introduce you to with three folks from Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. Emily Bly from the organization staff is here, but we're first going to talk with Roman Nardozzi and Nico DeRamo. Did I get that right, Nico? I hope.
DeRamo.
Sorry about that. Nice to have you both here today. Are you both Italian? Those are Italian-sounding names.
Yeah. Thank you for having us.
I thought that it's very rare that I would ask a question like that, but you look like brothers to some extent too. I think so. So, Nico, tell me about yourself. How old are you, and where do you go to school?
I'm 10, and I go to Dormont Elementary.
And who's in your family?
My mom and my sister.
What's your sister's name?
Sierra.
It's nice to talk to you. What do you like to do for fun, just when you're on your own in school or out of school?
I like to play with my friends, play football, play video games, and also, like, be with you.
Who's that? You'd be with him.
Roman.
Roman, tell me about yourself.
Well, thanks, Nico. So I'm born and raised in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Small world. He'll one day go to the same middle school and high school that I went to.
Wow.
So, we live like a community, away from one another. I was actually born in Dormont, where he currently lives. And, a lot of the same things that Nico likes to do, I like to do, even though I'm a little bit older, kind of a big kid as well. So I think it makes us a good match.
So, Nico, how would you describe Roman? If you had to pick three words to describe him, what words would you maybe pick?
Nice, funny, and what's another word?
Thanks, buddy. Two words.
Nice. Funny. Those are two good ones.
And terrible at Madden.
Oh, my God.
Terrible at Madden. Yeah. The football game.
Yeah, yeah.
So you must beat him at that game, it sounds like.
Yeah, no comment.
So what makes him funny?
Like jokes sometimes.
Tells a lot of jokes.
Like yes and no.
Well, what does Roman do at work? Have you ever seen him work or gone to where he works?
He does soccer. He teaches people soccer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a good thing. Do you play soccer at
all?
So that's great. What do you do, Roman?
I'm a soccer coach with Pittsburgh Football Club, which is actually where I got to scurry to after this up at Green Tree Sportsplex. I'm a coach for the district that I'm from and Nico attends, the girls, the high school team. And then I'm with, there's a company called R&R Express. It's like a logistics company that I work for as well. And Nico's actually come to one of my practices before, so just to check it out and run around and have some fun. And he's really athletic, so it was fun to have him.
I can imagine. So how long have you guys been brothers?
So, a year.
Yeah, a little over a year. It was October 19, I guess October 19. No, 18.
Wow. So Nico, can you tell me what it was like when you first met? Do you remember?
I was kind of like nervous. I didn't know what was happening. Like, yes and no, I did. And, like, I was also excited, though.
Yeah, it's something when you're doing something brand new, you might feel excited but also nervous. I would feel the same way. What was the first thing that you guys did together?
We took a picture.
Mm-hmm.
With me with my creeper hoodie on, and then one with just not it on.
Yeah.
So it's over a year ago, and you remember that picture, which is pretty special. Have you thought at all about how your life has changed since Roman's come into it? I mean, I think a lot about how things change based on the people I meet and know.
Yes and no. Like, I sometimes think, like, I forget what the word was.
Like how things are different now that yeah. Roman's around. Like, can you talk a little bit about, like, are there different things you can do, or does Roman make a difference in your life?
So, like, ever since we were together, I've gone to more places also, like fun places. I've gone to a football game, a hockey game, and they were all really fun.
That's really important.
And a bunch of other stuff that were fun also.
So Roman, being able to have a buddy like Roman means you've gotten to do a lot more things than you did beforehand, and I'm sure Big Brothers, Big Sisters helps with that too. How has Nico changed your life, Roman?
I have a couple of younger siblings who are, you know, obviously, you know, older now. So I guess had a big brother mentality for, you know, a while and growing up. It definitely gives you, you know, one of the reasons I coach is I love being around, you know, kids. They just have a different perspective, a funny perspective. Being with Nico, it's just a good time. And I think sometimes adults, you know, can get caught up in, you know, their career and their job and their relationships. And sometimes maybe things are a little too serious. And then you spend some time with a younger individual, a kid, and they kind of remind you that, like, life can be fun and simple. And just their take, yeah, their take on things sometimes is just, you know, it's funny and it's kind of, I don't know, it gives me relaxation and kind of like a peace of mind. And I love hearing, you know, things that he has to say. He's a very intelligent young kid, so I like having, you know, conversations with him.
Nico pointed at his head. Did you say knowledge? That's what I thought you said. What do you like to learn about?
I like to learn, like, in school, social studies and ELA. And I like to learn, like, new stuff, like, to do in school.
What are you learning in social studies now?
We're learning about, like, the states and capitals and, like, the, like, Revolutionary War and stuff.
And you like that stuff?
I like history a lot.
It's funny, when I was growing up, I had a lot of trouble with history. It sounds like you must have a really good teacher, I'll bet, too.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like to read or write?
Uh-huh. I like to read a lot. I have a lot of Star Wars books.
Cool.
And I also like to write. Like, sometimes I'll draw pictures, and then, like, sometimes I, once before, my cousin, he drew pictures, and then he gave them to me to color them, and then I did the same thing back to
him.
Oh,
nice. Have you ever made a book?
I've made one in a notebook, and it was kind of, like, bad, but then funny at the same time.
That sounds, because you mentioned you like to write, and you also like to draw, so I could see you making a book, your own book. It's really a pleasure to see the two of you guys together. I want to turn it over to Emily for a minute. What's new at Big Brothers, Big Sisters? Anything we should know about?
Yeah, actually, we're starting our Sports Buddies program. So we're having a kickoff party for the Super Bowl tomorrow at the Dave & Buster's in the waterfront. So that's just something new that we're going to be starting here towards April and it's just going to be more towards doing different sports. And then we also have our Bowl for Kids Sake coming up. It's our big fundraiser that we do every year, so people can go to the Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh website to see that. But
are you guys involved in the Sports Buddies program? They might. They are anyway. It sounds like you guys enjoy sports a lot.
So we're not directly involved in the program. I think his name was Tyler.
Yeah.
He sent me a flyer and I sent it to some people. I think he reached out to us, knowing that we're Big Brother Big Sister. But a lot of the activities we tend to do would definitely fit the mold of the sports buddies,
because
we're more kind of like, you know, we're two boys, so typically the stereotype of what boys do is a lot of what we do. So yeah, it sounds like a great great program. Yeah. Absolutely.
So Nico, what do you think you'd like to be when you get older?
So I'd like to be kind of like an architect also, because I like drawing like buildings and stuff, but also I would like to be like a football player and also a WWE wrestler.
You could be all of those. It could work.
You get money for doing stuff. Like one punch in WWE, you get $20, another one, $40, $50, $60, a kick, and then that would be like 60, except though it's not real though.
This is with the WWE career, not the architect's career. That you would get paid for designing a beautiful building or space. And football could be fun too.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a lot of...
I love football.
Yeah, you mentioned before, do you play on a team?
No, but I did play flag football, though, in, like, springtime last year for KO, like, just kids, though, playing it.
How did you like it?
It was fun, but then also it was kind of, like, stressful because no one, like, we couldn't throw the ball far because it was so big.
Yeah.
They made us use, like, professional footballs were like bigger than our hands combined.
Yeah, that I always had that trouble too. It's like, how do you get your palm, your hand around a football? They make smaller ones too, but I guess they want you to play with big ones as you're learning. Well, I have a present for you. This is a pass to the Children's Museum.
Oh, excellent.
In fact, you don't have to go today, but there's a brand... I mean, you can go whenever you'd like, but there's a brand new exhibit. Let me make sure I didn't give you an expiring pass. I did not. We have some that go further than these do if you need one. There's a brand new exhibit upstairs that's all about Major League Baseball. It just opened today. And I haven't had a chance to see it fully, but I understand there's a broadcast booth. There's some exhibits about the science of baseball, so you can enjoy that, as well as a trip over to the museum lab adjacent to us. And I also have to reach a couple Youth Express buttons. We'll give one to Emily, too.
Thank you.
From our Youth Express service. They have real pins on them. Be careful. And some SLB. These are temporary tattoos. They won't stay on permanently.
Thank you.
But they're there for the tattooing. Is there anything else either of you would like to say, Nico, Roman?
Nico, anything?
Great to have you guys here. Anything else you'd like to say about your relationship? Would you recommend other kids and adults do this with the Big Brothers Big Sisters?
Yeah, for like some people that maybe don't have a dad, or some people that don't have a mom, they could do it.
That's a great recommendation, I think. Thank you. And how about you, Roman?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's a great opportunity to kind of give back and help out. And, you know, I think, you know, maybe some people are hesitant because, you know, trying to have a relationship with a child that they don't know, or, you know, they think it's too much of a time commitment. And, I mean, you work it out, You know, you schedule it out. Some months are busier than others, and you don't get together as much. And then, you know, there's other months where your schedule opens up and you can see each other a lot. But, you know, as long as you communicate with, you know, their parent or guardian, I think you can make it work. And, you know, it's not about, oh, I have to give up my, you know, my Saturday afternoon or, you know, my Wednesday evening. You know, it's more about, like, you're making an impact on, you know, a younger person's life, which is, you know, invaluable.
Well, it's great to have you both here. Emily, anything else you wanted to pass along?
No.
Well, thank you very much for being here today. Emily from Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Emily Bly. More information on what's happening there at bbsbgh.org. And thanks out to Nico and to Roman for being with us today.
Thanks for having us.
Peace.